was 2 hours traffic
from
off of
their album Isolator, and that was Jezebel. This is also in their new one, Little Jabs.
Oh, okay. And we're joined now by David Gladstone, who's founder of Friends of the O-Train and also an associate editor at Centertown Buzz. Are you there, David?
Yep.
All right. And we asked him to come and talk to us today over the phone about the transportation wish list that was announced by the City of Ottawa last week. It was designed for project to cover all of Ottawa and sort of make up for some of the stuff that's missing in light of the cancelled O-Train project. It includes a variety of things from extending the O-Train to Leitrim Road to improving the Albert Slater Corridor, revitalizing Rideau Street, and transitway in and around the city. So, David, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you think about the plan?
Well, I was, I'm very disappointed. So are, you know, a number of other of my colleagues. It's hard to know where to describe. First of all, the report there's a city staff report that's the basis for the proposals. It's in line with previous city reports, which is unacceptable. It's not an engineering report in the proper sense of the term. It has no authors. It has no references. It doesn't say how the investment of a proposed investment of $613 million will actually improve the situation in Ottawa. To tell you where there'll be increase in riders. And also, it doesn't deal with the two major problems that face us. For those who want to increase transit use in Ottawa for all the usual reasons, you know, less congestion on the roads, less air pollution, less greenhouse gas emissions, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't deal with the two basic problems. One is it doesn't deal at all with the excessive number of buses, both OC Transit and SU buses downtown. It's even here in the middle of the summer, the number of buses is astounding. And even in perfect weather, you get bus congestion. You have what I call block-long bus convoys in peak hours in Slater and Albert Street. They get in each other's way. It's a complete zoo on Rideau Street. King Edward Avenue is used as an SDO sort of bus holding area, with which the neighborhood very much does not like. The other thing that the proposals don't deal with at all is the spectacular unuse or underuse of the existing railway lines in our city, which is something that was very central to both the practical plan of Friends of the O-Train and the more recent task force report. We have many miles of railway line which are either unused at all, entirely, which includes the Prince of Wales Railway Bridge across the Ottawa River, or very much underused, which includes the Via Rail line, which links Fallowfield and the Ottawa train stations. And there are other unused rail lines to the other. And it just, with one exception, the extension of the O-Train to Leitrim Road, it does not deal with those unused or underused railway lines. So it's a very unacceptable set of proposals, and from a hold up bunch of different perspectives.
One of the other things that sort of came out last week was that one councillor, I think it was Peter Hume, suggested an alternate sort of light rail system which would sort of connect a bit towards the east and west. Do you have hope that something like that can move forward, or do you see more of just this sort of...
Well, the thing that I found very disturbing about what was reported as Peter Hume's proposal, again, we have this very unpleasant and unacceptable sort of culture here in Ottawa when we're talking about transit. We have what we'll call like back-of-the-envelope kind of proposals, where somebody just makes a proposal and it's just out there and we're supposed to discuss it. So Peter Hume's quote proposal was made in an article by the Citizens' Ken Gray.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the process at all. The one part of it that immediately tagged it for me as being completely unacceptable is it talked about replacing the current O-Train service. The current O-Train from Bayview to Greenville is a much-used core transit service. It can be canceled with as much justification of being facetious as shutting the Queensway down. He can't do that. So any proposal that talks about, oh, well, we can close it down and replace it a couple of years later by something else is just unacceptable right from the start. The other thing that was very unacceptable in what was reported as his proposal was he also did not talk about use of existing railway lines. So we can have east-west service on existing railway lines. Let's just get on with it, right? There is a VIA rail line that transits the entire city of Ottawa, and it's city of Ottawa staff that are entirely responsible for that system not being used for transit. And one point that I'll be pushing again, I've made it many times already, is all it takes is for the city of Ottawa to ask VIA rail, and they will sell tickets to go from the Fallowfield station in Barrhaven to the Ottawa train station. That's a 16-minute train ride to a station that sits right on the transit highway, about a mile from downtown, easy service on to Orleans, of course, by the transitway. It's just city of Ottawa staff that don't want to be around to sell tickets to go from Fallowfield to Ottawa.
I guess one of the things is that we see, you know, easy solutions like that sort of sitting around that don't cost a lot of money,
right.
And that proposals like this, I mean, I certainly agree with the back of the envelope stuff, that just seem to keep coming up, and whether they're wish lists like the one that was announced yesterday, which seems sort of ad hoc and all over the place and expecting other people to pay, there doesn't seem to be a lot of movement forward. Is there any sort of hope that...
Well, there is. What's happening is really quite astounding. We have an attempt to ignore the democratic process. The former mayor, Bob Chiarelli, got the O-Train running to his credit, to his great discredit. He spent the last 2 years of his term trying as hard as he could to cancel that service. And that was certainly, you know, part of his election platform was that if he was reelected, then we would have the O-Train stop at the end of this April. Because, you know, the LRT project would have proceeded. Well, he got 15% of the vote. He came in third. I in no small measure because of his position on the O-Train, as far as I'm concerned. He wanted to replace by the billion-dollar North-South LRT project. So, yeah, and Mayor O'Brien ran on a platform saying, whoa, wait a second, let's put everything on hold. I'm going to set up a task force, and we're going to look into things. So the task force was set up. It reported. Its report was excellent. There's some items of it are a little debatable, you know, whether the tunnel is really the best way to do things, but the overall approach of reusing existing railway lines and enhancing bus service to, you know, mating or, you know, interfacing with those railway services made terrific sense. I certainly enjoyed reading that report. I didn't sense any great community concern with it. I thought people, oh, this is great. When is this going to happen? And reports couldn't have been presented more than, well, it's less than 2 months ago. And now we're dealing with an entirely different proposal. It's very, we actually haven't heard from Mayor O'Brien yet on this latest proposal. So it's all, and incidentally, something, again, I'll be bringing up to the committee tomorrow is this entire proposal is based on using the $400 million that was set aside by the Ontario federal governments for the LRT project.
Mm-hmm.
And these governments were so impressed by the city of Ottawa's work, and again, I'm being facetious, that they refused to release the $400 million. That was the basic reason why the project died. They just said, well, we're not really going to release this. You haven't convinced us that there's value for money in what you want to do, City of Ottawa, so they didn't release the money. So now the City of Ottawa staff are trying another tack to get at that $400 million with the vast bulk of the $613 million they propose to spend not being on light rail transit at all. So whether that $400 million is really in any real kind of way on the table or not is very debatable. So, when the Sun intentionally or not call the $613 million set of proposals a wish list, I think they're really, it's an appropriate descriptor. There is no real money behind that set of proposals.
Well, it seems to me that in the original Shirelli plan, at least until John Baird sort of indicated otherwise, that for the Shirelli plan, you know, the federal and provincial governments were in line, and it seems now that we're just one sort of solid costed plan away from having these sorts of things assisted by the two other levels of government. And you see money going
well, there's absolutely no question that David Colonnet, who headed the task force, was, of course, as a former minister, federal minister of transportation. There's absolutely no question in my mind that if the task force proposal was presented for support by the federal and Ontario governments, a little bit more work on this as to showing the ridership numbers, etc. I'm sure the federal and Ontario governments would sign the checks quite quickly. The problem is not that there aren't ways of doing it right. It's for some reason, which I spend a bit of time considering and subject for another interview, the City of Ottawa staff just don't want to do it right. For me, the core example of how they don't want to do it right is as far as I know, it's only City of Ottawa staff that block Via Rail from selling tickets to go from Fallowfield to the Ottawa train station. If you show up at Fallowfield, like now, and you ask to buy a ticket to go to Ottawa, they will tell you, no, we can't sell you a ticket. The train physically does go through the Ottawa train station on its way to Montreal several times a day, but you cannot buy a ticket to go from Fallowfield to Ottawa. Of course, there's at least six trains a day to go through Fallowfield from Toronto. So if you live in Fallowfield, you can get off in Fallowfield if you travel from even like Smiths Falls or Toronto or Brockville or Kingston, but you cannot buy a ticket to go to Ottawa from Fallowfield. You can buy a ticket to go to Smiths Falls, Brockville, Kingston, or Toronto, but not to go to Ottawa. There is the only block for that is OC. I remember very distinctly when the Fallowfield station was opened by Via Rail very proudly, I guess 6-7 years ago. The City of Ottawa staff were very quick to announce that despite appearances, you could not travel from Fallowfield to the Ottawa train station.
All right. If people wanted to get in, find out more about your organization or sort of keep up to date with the work that you're doing on the Transit File, how would they do that?
I'm trying to remember the name of our website. I believe it's www.friendsoftheotrain. That's in one word, .org.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just Google Friends of the O-Train. Still remains confusing. And of course, the City of Ottawa staff report is available off their website.
Mm-hmm.
www.friendsoftheotrain.org.
And you'll be speaking before the City Transit Committee tomorrow?
Yeah, actually, it's a joint committee meeting. They call it very confusing. They used to have a single transportation committee, which considered everything, and then for this new term, they split up into two committees, transit and transportation, and they're discovering that it's hard to separate the issues, so they increasingly have joint meetings. So tomorrow is a joint meeting of the transportation and transit committee.
All right.
That starts at 9:30, and yeah, by all means, listeners out there, speak your piece. Especially if you're a Carleton student, maybe a little plug here for Carleton students and staff. You really want O-Train service extended on existing railway lines because that will be an immense benefit to you. It'd be very easy. Well, certainly the two things will be a direct benefit and be done really quickly. It's fun to have service in the Gatineau across the Prince Edward Bridge, so you can go from Gatineau to directly to the Carleton New Campus without having to go on buses across the Ottawa River. I'm sure everyone would appreciate that. The other thing that's you haven't heard from anybody, maybe directly, but is definitely doable, is to have direct service from the Fallowfield Station, LRT service from the Fallowfield Station directly at the Carleton New Campus. The rail line, the O-Train line intersects with the rail line, the Via Rail line from Fallowfield to the Ottawa train station. All you'd need is a train and a switch, and poof, and you'd be at Carleton from Barhaven in less than 20 minutes.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Best of luck tomorrow at the Joint Committee, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Divine Te, the online tea house, is a proud sponsor of Special Blend. Divine Te Tea House offers a selection of teas from all parts of the world. You can choose from a wide selection of loose leaf teas and a variety of accessories to facilitate